The Hoonah man who was convicted this month of the murder of two police officers wants a new trial on whether one of the officers was actually on duty. The difference could mean as much as 79 years off of the potential sentence. A jury returned with guilty verdicts against John Nick Marvin Jr. November 3rd. They also issued findings of fact on whether Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokaoka were clearly identifiable police officers. Wallace was on duty and in uniform during the August 28, 2010 shooting, but Tokaoka had not yet reported for duty that night and was not yet in uniform. Marvin could be sentenced to anywhere from 20 to 99 years for Tokaoka's murder, but a straight 99 years for Wallace's murder because the sentence for first-degree murder of an officer is defined in statute. Marvin's attorney, public defender Eric Hedlund, wrote in a motion filed last week that Wallace's socializing with the Tokaoka family was not part of his official duties. Hedlund has called for a new trial to make that determination. It's unclear, though, if it would be another jury trial or a bench trial in only which the judge makes such a ruling. Hedlund calls Wallace pulling up behind the Tokaoka's vehicle on Front Street in Hoonah in a patrol vehicle a sham traffic stop. Hedlund also refers to a civil lawsuit filed by Haley Tokaoka against the city of Hoonah that Wallace shined his flashlight at Marvin's house for no reason, instead of an official reason like investigating a potential crime. According to testimony during the trial, Tokaoka may have been worried that Wallace's flashlight would antagonize Marvin. It was perhaps minutes later that Marvin fired a rifle from the second-story window of his home. District Attorney Dave Brower opposes a new trial, writing that Wallace was in the midst of performing his official duties, and a jury has already made that determination beyond a reasonable doubt. Brower refers to an example of a beat cop who might stop to chat with a store owner for a few minutes. No indication from Superior Court Judge David George yet on if or when the motion for another trial would be granted. Meanwhile, no hearings have been scheduled yet in Haley Tokaoka's lawsuit against the city of Hoonah. It was filed August 17, 2012, within a week of the two-year anniversary of the shooting. Tokaoka alleges negligence because Wallace allegedly breached his duty of care to the Tokaoka family. She also alleges negligent training and supervision, negligent infliction of emotional stress, loss of consortium or loss of companionship and support, and breach of contract because benefits like life insurance that allegedly were not provided. Juneau attorney Mark Choate is seeking general damages in excess of $100,000 and special damages for medical and burial expenses, loss of Tokaoka's earnings, interest, and attorney's fees. According to electronic court records, the city of Hoonah has not yet responded to the suit and has not yet retained an attorney for the case.
This is Auk Lake. Auk means small.
Auk is a Tlingit word, and the 160-acre lake is only 9/10 of a mile long and 4/10 of a mile wide. It takes less than a minute to jet ski across the lake at full throttle. Mary Lou and Charles Gerby live along the lake shore, and they're part of the group of residents and boaters involved in a controversy a few years ago that led to current management of the lake. John Blasco was also part of that group. He's been jet skiing there for about a decade.
And the reason why I feel we should stay on the Auk Lake, it's the only freshwater body that we can use. The salt water brings extra risk in my mind.
Blasco believes that some lake area residents want to use last summer's deadly accident on the lake to end jet ski use. A 16-year-old Juneau girl died from her injuries when her inner tube collided with a jet ski. She was being towed by another jet ski. The police investigation did not result in any charges against a driver, but the city promised to revisit management issues. Auk Lake is owned by the state of Alaska and is managed by the city and borough of Juneau. Blasco was among four people at last night's meeting who said don't close the lake. He also testified last week at a meeting on the University of Alaska Southeast campus that had little public notice, though stakeholders were notified.
I like what's out there for restrictions. I just think we need to make sure that they're regulated.
Gerby also spoke at the first meeting, but last night she declined, instead submitting a letter for the record. Gerby says it's not about closing the lake, it's about making it safe for most users, not just the powerful ones who can afford such bully equipment as a jet ski or personal watercraft. After the meeting, she spoke briefly on tape.
I think you have to think of riding your mountain bike at the Indy 500, and it would be suicidal, and that's what it's like if you swim or kayak or canoe or paddleboard on the lake when the jet skis are out there.
CBJ Parks and Recreation staff will be considering the public comments and letters as they review current regulations, which establish no wake zones and restrict motorized craft in certain buffer areas near the shore and a bridge. Landscape Superintendent George Schaff says staff also want ideas of how to improve management. Schaff says the State Department of Transportation and the CBJ are developing a new wayside park near the boat launch, which is likely to bring even more people to the lake.
Basically, it's going to include permanent bathrooms instead of the porta potties, picnic shelter, and a few trail features, and of course, a parking area for the trail and for the wayside.
Schaff says the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee plans to take up the issue at its next three meetings. Public comments can be submitted until December 11th. Any recommendations for management changes will have to be approved by the CBJ Assembly. The Juneau School District is now advertising the school board vacancy left by the resignation of Kim Poole. As KTOO reported last month, Poole has moved to Oklahoma, where she's working in a family pharmacy. She was elected to the school board in 2010 as a community member who was personally unaffiliated with local schools. At the time, she said her position could help the community unite behind its educational system. While as a pastor and a pharmacist, she works with children and their parents, Poole never had children in the school district, nor was she a former teacher or administrator, usually the type of candidates attracted to the education board. Poole says she was able to look at the broader picture during her time on the school board.
I'd like to think that what I looked at was possibly the whole situation or the entirety of a situation without focusing on any one point. And the job is not to placate everybody. The job is to remember that you have been elected to represent a type of leadership that comes from the community, not necessarily one that is going to favor everything the administration says, not one that's going to favor everything the educators say, not one that's going to favor all the children and the parents say.
Poole says everyone on the board is a community member and works well together. She says members have been able to put aside their own children's experience to look at the bigger picture. Applicants for the seat must be registered Juneau voters, cannot be employed by the Juneau School District or be a member of the Alaska Legislature. They must be willing to take and sign the oath of office. They'll have to fill out a questionnaire and also appear before the board in an open question and answer session. Applications are available at junoschools.org, or you can call the superintendent's office at 523-1702. Applications must be received by December 2nd. The person appointed by the board will fill out the remainder of Poole's term, which ends next October. The price of Brent crude oil is $107.83 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude is at $85.03 a barrel. The price of gold is down this morning, currently at $1,710.60 an ounce. Silver is also down at $32.21 an ounce.